From the archives of the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library. Many of us have that one teacher who influenced us in our childhood. Teachers not only educate us but also influence us in an assortment of ways. One such influential Sault Ste. Marie teacher received provincial recognition. Edna Calder was born in Midlothian, Ont. East of Parry Sound, and began her teaching career in Sault Ste. Marie in 1914, immediately after graduating. However, her classroom was not yet ready, so she was relocated to a classroom in Thessalon for 4 months. Once her classroom was finished, she began teaching at King Edward School. From there, she moved to Alexmuir, and finally finished her career at Central School. For a time, she assisted N.C. Mansell, who was the supervising principal of public schools. In 1936, Calder served as president of the urban section of the public school department. In 1939, she was the provincial president of the Federation of Women Teachers Association of Ontario, FWTAO, a position she held until 1941. Calder also served as an honorary president for the FWTAO from 1944 to 1954. In 1954, Calder would retire from education with more than 40 years of service and with over 1,400 students throughout the course of her career. That same year, Calder was elected an honorary life member of the Federation of Women Teachers Association of Ontario. Calder was awarded her honor on August 25, 1954, in Toronto during the 36th annual dinner for the FWTAO. This award is the highest award of the Federation of Women Teachers Association of Ontario. That year, 7 women were awarded this honor out of 15,000 women teachers in the province. Calder would pass away in February 1968, leaving behind a strong educational legacy. As Alice Ogden stated at her award ceremony in 1954, "In recognizing members of our federation who have devoted years of service to the cause of public education throughout Ontario, we know that Miss Calder and the 6 other teachers formally honored symbolize the hundreds upon hundreds of teachers in the province and country who have developed an understanding of what education should really be among our citizens." Each week, the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library and its archives provide Sault Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the public library has to offer at www.ssmpl.ca and look for more, remember this, columns here?